Big tobacco is what the bosses of several large technology firms have started to call Facebook in private and in public. The company has spent the past year fending off critics who claim it is addictive, bad for democracy, and overdue for a regulatory reckoning. Being compared to the tobacco giants is one of the business world's most toxic insults, but it is not the only unflattering analogy circulating. A lower blow is the suggestion that Facebook may become like Yahoo, the once high-flying internet firm that plunged. Even a year ago, the idea would have been unthinkable. The social networking giant, which runs Instagram, WhatsApp, and Facebook Messenger, as well as its own core service, was thriving. But since January, it has become mired in a series of controversies, misjudgments, and missteps. It became clear that it had done too little to stop Russian interference in America's election in 2016. It had to admit that it had shared the personal data of 90 million users with outside firms without permission. It later suffered a data breach affecting 50 million users. The past week has brought more bad news. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook's chief executive, has been forced onto the airwaves to defend his second-in-command, Sheryl Sandberg, after the New York Times, on November 14th, published a report alleging that they had tried to downplay the extent of Russian electoral interference to the firm's board of directors, and hired lobbyists and the kind of opposition research firms commonly used in political campaigns to deflect blame onto other firms and to tarnish critics. The revelations have cemented the idea that Facebook is grossly mismanaged, says an advertising executive. Its shares have fallen by 27% since the start of the year. The comparison to Yahoo is imperfect. Even at its peak, Yahoo never boasted a business as large and profitable as Facebook's. The competitive landscape was different. One of the main reasons Yahoo declined is because it lost out to a powerful rival, Google, in online search. Marissa Mayer, its boss from 2012 until it sailed to Verizon last year, was unable to restore advertisers' or employees' confidence as users left. Today, there is no company that truly competes with Facebook's suite of apps, partly because it has hoovered up competitors such as Instagram, the wildly successful photo app that is at the center of its future plans. But people who watched Yahoo's collapse see ominous similarities.